out, stretching his legs, trying to kill a little time before his client finished his meal and was ready to head someplace else or call it a night. As Rapp took up a position across the street, and one door down from the Gramercy Tavern, he reached into his pocket and fished out a pack of Marlboros. Standing in the rain in New York City doing nothing might get you noticed, but throw in a cigarette, and you looked like all the other addicts battling the elements to get their fix. Rapp turned away from the street and faced the blank facade of the building behind him. He tilted the umbrella so it looked as if he was trying to block the wind and flicked his lighter. He wasn't worried about the wind, but he was worried about one of the other drivers catching a glimpse of his face in the glow of the flame. After a deep pull off the cigarette, Rapp casually looked out from under the rain-soaked umbrella and across the street. The target was sitting in one of the restaurant's big windows, sharing a meal, a lot of booze, and too much conversation with a man Rapp had never met and hoped to keep that way. The other man was a concern, to be sure, but Rapp was not in the habit of killing private citizens simply because they were witness to the ramblings of a bitter man who was past his prime. Despite every effort to find a different solution, Rapp's mood was decidedly fatalistic. The surveillance team had the restaurant wired for sound, and for the last 2 hours he had been sitting in a parked Lincoln Town car listening to his co-worker trash-talk the agency. As Rapp watched